following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Those of you who are longtime listeners from Radioland get that I tend to be a social commentator. I talk about things that, well, that interest me, and I find somewhat entertaining and amusing, and I don't know, sometimes I think it's worth, you know, worth mentioning, things that are worth bearing to mind, things that we should keep in mind to ourselves about the world at large. And you know, there's a thing that I've seen several times in social media. It's sort of a complaint, I guess. I don't know if you'd want to call it a complaint, but it's the old saying of stop making stupid people famous. And everybody who just heard that probably just nodded in agreement. Yeah, you're right, Rick. We shouldn't make stupid people famous, but we do. And I don't know why that is. I think it just happens that we find that there are individuals who feel it's necessary to shove these people down our throats. One such thing that comes to mind, you know, like the Kardashians, they're brilliantly stupid. They don't come across as being very bright per se, from what you see on television or here in the media. They just do dumb things. Yet we're so fascinated by watching this train wreck unfold in front of our very eyes. Paris Hilton was another one that came to mind. And speaking of which, did you know that she's like a club jock? She's a DJ. She runs like dance parties, and she gets a shitload of money for pushing play on a playlist. Don't get me started about that. I know the club jocks are going to go, "Oh man, there's a big art to it." You know, I get it. Yeah, I totally understand what you mean here, but you know, still, let's not all forget at once that there was a time when we would think about somebody like Paris Hilton as being a complete joke, and she is, right or wrong. But she's brilliant enough to play it off to the point where she's able to pull in a fat paycheck from it. Same thing with the Kardashians. The Honey Boo Boo family is another example. Now, they just pissed away everything that they had. But we, as a society, have found it somehow important that we should make stupid people famous. Which, you know, when you think about it in reverse, how many smart famous people are there? It does make you think for a second. I know, yeah, I'm sure there are. I mean, you know, Einstein comes to mind. He's pretty famous and also quite smart. Not that he wasn't immune to doing dumb things. I mean, you know, shit, he's a human being. We've all made dumb mistakes. This just happens. That's just life in the fast lane. I get it. Stephen Hawking is another guy who's incredibly famous and very, very smart. But you also, you know, you don't hear much of guys, you know, from guys like, and I'm talking outside of their occupations, like guys like Tom Hanks. Apparently he's a very smart guy because you never hear about anything dumb the guy's done, you know. But we're real quick to jump on the fact that somebody else has done something incredibly stupid. Or beyond that, we feel that what they are doing is incredibly stupid. How dare they, this person does this or does that. That's a really kind of a boneheaded thing. You know, that's all well and good. Think what you will about that. But the point being, I finally have come to the conclusion that I'm probably too smart to ever be famous. It's funny to me to say that because I am fairly well known, but at the same time, it's, I don't know, I don't do dumb things in your eyes. Well, I do. This podcast probably being pretty dumb in and of itself, I guess, at times. And I'm pretty bad about self-deprecating. And I do that a lot. But here's the thing, too. It's not like I'm ever going to completely sell my soul and become, well, there again, we've already discussed about being a whore. No, I wouldn't sell my soul. That's one of those things. The price is far too high for that kind of thing. Because I have to live with myself. And there's people that live with me. And we don't need any of that. But why do we make stupid people famous? And why do we worship them? And we all bitch about them. That's the amusing thing to me about this. I mean, think about it for a moment. You turn on your television or you look on social media primarily, and we all shine a light on people that we all know and we bitch about them. And it's as though that, you know, if we quit watching it, quit making them famous, then we wouldn't have to bitch about it. If you're going to be upset at the Kardashian clan for whatever it is that they're doing, then quit watching it. I don't get it. I've never understood that you have the ability to turn things off. I've never understood the fear behind, you know, why can't I turn it off? You know, news is just the same way. When you look at the things that are happening in the world, and we glorify such incredibly dumb things, and we hold a lot of these people that deliver this to be above everyone else. Fox News comes to mind. If you're a fan of Fox News, I do not owe you an apology. In fact, you should just quit watching that crap. If it's okay to watch it for its entertainment value. I'll give you that. If you're entertained, if you're amused by it, great. There's a shitload of comedy that could be had right in there. But I mean, they have been caught so many times fabricating so many things, yet so many people hold them to be as, well, this is the way things are. And we've done that. It's not just Fox, but with every single news source that's out there, we hold them all out to be, well, this is what this person says, and therefore it's right. Well, it's right because in your mind you agree with that. That's the difference. That's the big difference. If you find something, if somebody makes an opinion that you agree with, then all of a sudden it becomes right. And here's the thing. The statements I've made so far in the first 6 minutes of this podcast have neither right nor wrong to them. They're just opinions. That's all that matters. If, you know, like what I said about Fox News, if you're a fan of Fox News, great. Go enjoy it. But don't expect me to come around to your beliefs on some of that stuff when I see the absolute obvious lies and fraud that they try and perpetuate on people. It goes down to that whole installation of fear. And I think that may be part of it. The reason why we want stupid people to be famous deep down inside is because they're harmless. It's not about, you know, being afraid of things. And when the news media talks about things that we should all be deeply and terrified of, huge amounts of fear that's tied to certain things, innocuous things that happen in the world, then, you know, yeah, we should focus all of our energies on that and not worry about other things that really mean something. You know, Ebola was a prime example. Yeah, it's still a disease. It's still happening. In fact, an American aid worker just a couple of weeks ago was diagnosed with it. It's a shitty disease. It's a fucked up thing that kills people, and it's in a horrible, horrible fashion the way that happens. But when that outbreak came to be, you know, what was it now? About 8 months ago, something like that, 8 or 9 months ago, when we really started hearing a lot about it, and that there were Americans that were getting it because they were aid workers and they were working in these impoverished areas that were just inundated with this horrible disease. And then it was like, okay, we're going to bring them to the U.S. where we can treat them. And I'll be the one to tell you, I was one of the first ones to go, I don't think this is such a good idea. But I said that because I felt that, you know, I may have been swayed by what I had seen in the news. You know, that there was that fear that, hey, somebody's going to get loose. The disease is going to come out where it's going to affect everybody here in the U.S. and we're going to be a bunch of puking zombies. And that obviously wasn't the case. These people that came here got the best medical care they could possibly get. And the chance of survival went way up, which is a good thing. And we've managed to learn a lot about how messed up this disease really is. But yeah, I got caught up into it as well. I got caught up into the fear of that. You know, Ebola, my chances of getting Ebola, since I really have no intentions of going to those places where it's prevalent, I would say are probably right around zero. I don't think I'm going to get it. Probably a safe bet. I can't say 100%, but, you know, I could, you know, because I don't know what tomorrow may bring. Yeah, there might be a, hey, Rick, you got to send you to Liberia. Okay, here we go. No, that's not necessarily the case. The fear that ISIS is spreading to the United States. We've talked about that too. And that once again, it's fear, and it gets perpetuated and pushed around that, you know, here in this country, we're going to be dealing with these crazy terrorists that are going to, you know, kill us all and wreak havoc on us and all that. You know, that's part of their mystique. That's part of their fear. They know not to come here. Oh, for God's sake. If they were here, because somebody's going to go, well, they're already here, man. You know, you just haven't heard anything yet. You know why? Because they're too smart to realize that most everybody in this country is carrying some type of handgun. They're not, especially down in the South, they're not going to fuck with anybody down here because they know that somebody's going to shoot them. They're not that dumb. They're not going to pull that off. That whole thing about Fox News, what really was a turning point for me on that whole deal was when they had did the story about the town in England. I think it was Birmingham, England. And that Fox just flat out claimed that the entire town was now under Sharia law because there was a disproportionate amount of people who follow a Muslim faith or Islamic faith. And therefore, everybody else had to live by Sharia law. What a load of horse shit that was. There were people in Birmingham, England, who went, what are you talking about? This is not happening. They got called out on it, and they had to answer to it. And they retracted it. And nothing else was said about it. Nobody lost their jobs. They just kept right on rolling because they feel that if they can keep spreading this shit around and hook people into this fear, they're going to keep you hanging around. So they may not get it right 100%, or they may not get enough believers 100% of the time. They know they can just do a simple retraction and that's that. Now, meanwhile, Brian Williams, this poor bastard, he finds himself in a position where he's having to fabricate stories about his coverage of the war in Iraq and winds up getting caught with his hand in the cookie jar of this whole thing, trying to make himself out to be something that he's not. And I've mentioned this before. I hate it for the guy, but he should have kept his mouth shut. He should not have been fabricating that kind of thing. Exaggeration is one thing, but just flat out prevarications on that level is just not going to do anybody any good. So I thought immediately that they would have fired the guy, and they almost did. And my initial thought, too, was let's put Lester Holt in there, which they did. And Lester's doing great. In fact, their numbers are way up. Everybody likes Lester. I think Lester should keep the job. I don't think Brian needs to come back. His time, his 6 months off, I think comes to an end in sometime in August, September, somewhere in there. Just in time for fall sweeps, mind you. But that's just it. Why do we still continue to give this guy a job? Likeable or not, he lied to the American people. And I think that goes back to, yet again, making stupid people famous. It's almost as if we are begging to be lied to about whatever thing that's going on. You know, we look at people like the Kardashians and we sit there and scratch our heads and go, why are we so consumed with this? Why are we having this conversation? Is Kim Kardashian going to wake up one day and have a cure for herpes? I'm not making any judgments here, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Kanye West, who has now become another person that we find to be incredibly stupid, that we've made famous. Why? Why are we doing this? I guess it's because that we want to set these people up so we can watch them fail. That's the only other theory I can come up with. We want to see stupid people fail. And maybe that's in our DNA. Maybe that's how that works. I'm not 100% sure. It stands to make sense, at least in my eyes, that's what happens. Because we sort of, my wife is one who is like this too. When she hears of stories about, like a Kardashian who's done something incredibly dumb and has failed at misery, it's like this laughter, this evil maniacal grin is happening. It's because she loves to see the fact that they have fallen on their faces. And that could be part of it, that we want these people to be famous so we can watch them come down. If that is the case, if that is true, then we as a species and we as a group of people are, frankly, we're a fucked up bunch of people. Instead of supporting those that are quite smart and have ideas and that need to be heard and things that need to be said need to be brought out by those people, it's quite brave for somebody to make statements like that. Do I consider myself brave? No, not at all. I'm just an honest, realistic human being that I think everybody else should be. There's no shame in speaking your mind. You don't have to like it. I'm not asking you to like it. Do you like the whole concept of what we're doing here? That's great. Share it. Tell everybody you know about it. Is it worth something to the society at large? Maybe. I'd like to think that this is not just a colossal waste of time. But having said all of that, we do want to, I think, as a society, we should want to see the right individuals climb that great ladder. It does us good to see stories about people that we like. I don't know if there's anybody out there that really hates Tom Hanks. You know, who could hate him? I know there's probably somebody out there. And who knows? The guy may be a complete asshole. I don't know. You don't hear about that kind of thing. But every time you see him, he shows up in the news. He's done something fun. He's done something really sweet. He seems like a really great cat. He makes good movies. He's a smart guy. And yet, nobody wants to see any harm come to the guy. That's the beauty of it. I don't know of anybody that was going to go, God, I wish Tom Hanks would slip down a fucking manhole and die. Nobody will ever say that because he's a nice guy. He stays out of trouble. He seems like a good, decent family guy. He's got his kids. He's got his lovely wife. He's got a great career. He's got everything going for him. And yet we don't want to see him fail. So there's the sort of the extending of the rule because, and I'll tell you why. He's a smart guy. That's what it is. He's a smart guy. Kanye West doesn't make good records. He doesn't write worth shit. He sticks his nose into other people's business because he's Kanye West, and he thinks that you should pay attention to him. And therefore, by virtue of that, he's only married to Kim Kardashian because of who she is. Why, I don't know. There's a special level of stupid to be able to put up with that amount of horseshit. I don't know. Judging, maybe. I don't know. But still, we've made them famous for whatever reason. Yeah, is Tom Hanks famous? Yeah, he's brilliantly famous. But here's the thing. Is he as famous as a Kardashian? No, he's not. He really isn't. Everybody goes apeshit when when Kim and Kanye got married in wherever it was in Europe, everybody went crazy. Oh my God, let's look at her wedding dress. Let's see this lavish expense that they're doing there. Let's see them live a life that we will never live. These are people who don't know what it's like to live on the edge of having their electricity cut off because they haven't paid their bill on time. They don't know what it's like to, have your phone disconnected because you didn't pay the bill on time. They don't live like that. They don't live like you and me. They don't go to a grocery store, for God's sake. Can you imagine Kim Kardashian in a Kroger or whatever your big chain store is? I don't think it happens. And I pity her. I really do. I feel sorry for her because she doesn't get to live that life that how can she relate to her public if she doesn't do anything that's relatable? Tom Hanks, on the other hand, I'm thinking, is probably a guy that will more than happily go to a grocery store to pick out whatever fruit, produce, dog food, whatever it is that he buys, he doesn't have a problem with that because he's not all high and mighty. He seems like the kind of guy you could walk up to and shake his hand and say hello. He's just a notable guy. There was a picture not long ago of him on the subway in New York, just riding the subway, just doing his thing. Why should he be anything different? He's just like us. He just makes a little bit more money. He makes a lot more money. He's good at what he does, but he doesn't hold out any pretentious bullshit about, we don't need to see a reality show around the Hanks family. I think that would be a wrong thing to do. I mean, come on, the man's got his own life. I'm not interested in what happens outside of what he does in the public eye. That's just it. But we seem to be consumed by this. There for a while, there was all this backlash about what George Clooney thought. Who gives a shit what he thinks? He makes decent films, Smart enough cat. He's got a nice house somewhere in Italy there, Como Valley. Beautiful spot. Great looking girl. Finally, he's gotten married. Who gives a shit? He's doing what he wants to do. Well, who cares what he thinks about his politics? Somebody asked him. It's the same thing, People that had all bitched about Sean Penn, saying that he didn't particularly care for, he doesn't like guns in our society, but he makes movies about guns. Let me tell you something. You don't have much of a room for argument there, okay? Whether or not Sean Penn cares about your Second Amendment rights makes no difference to the fact that when he gets hired for a job to play a guy in a violent movie shooting guns at people, and you talk about the dichotomy of that, you have to understand he's doing this for a job. People pay money to go to the movie theater to watch this story. It has nothing to do whether Sean Penn's in it or not. For God's sake, everybody's drawing all these conclusions because they don't like the fact that he feels the way that he does. He's actually a very generous and charitable guy. Saw our interview with him recently. He's a very nice guy. He seems like the kind of cat you'd want to spend some time with. there again, that could have been all, you know, all up in our face. But there again, he's not out there really doing crazy, stupid things. It was kind of amusing that he had claimed that he wanted to run for president of Haiti. I mean, I understand why, because he went down there to help them in their big, was it the earthquake that went on down there? And all those people that were already impoverished, and then they wound up with no water and food. And he wanted to go help. He had the resources and the means to do it. By God, let him go. None of us are doing it. So he goes down and he wants to help out, and he falls in love with those people, and he decides, you know what, maybe I should be your president, because that's the problem. The country of Haiti was so wrapped up in political corruption that getting aid into these people was just nearby impossible because of the bureaucracies that exist in that whole thing. I get it. Obviously, he did too. So he felt, maybe I should run for president. We could kind of clean this up and get the country back on the path that it needs to be on. Of course, he learned that big lesson that whoever is president of a country means absolutely squat. And that's just it. Here we are getting into the old election season. Yes, Hillary has announced her candidacy. Oh, people are they're howling from the mountaintops over this. Oh, my God, we can't, because she lied about this. She can't do that. Look, let me tell you something, sweetheart. They all lie. There's never been a president who didn't. At least past the Lincoln administration, they're all full of shit. You think they all give a shit about you? They don't. And therein lies the complete circle. We make stupid people famous for what? Politicians are included in that thought. Think about that for a second, because they are famous. They're not movie makers. They're not, you know, hustlers and movers and shakers. They're not out there, you know, winning the hearts and minds of people. They're out there running their mouths, standing on a soapbox, talking about how they're going to make your life a lot better. And then you got the other side who's bitching about how that person's going to make your life a lot miserable. Here's the whole thing. The people that were complaining about the current president, Obama, have been all worried about the fact that he was going to take away all of your guns. He was going to take away all of your freedoms and privileges and all that other shit. He didn't do any of that. If you want to get down to it, it was the guy before him that did a lot of that damage. Now, that probably pissed off some of you right there. I don't give a shit. That's just my personal point of view. You know, is somebody a good president or a bad president? What difference does it make? They don't care about you. Not one of them do. And you're going to hear a lot of that over the next year. You're going to hear a lot about how we feel that we should do this for the benefit of the country, and we should do this for the benefit of you, and we should, you know, this will help this things out, and this will solve this problem, and this will cure that ill, and this will do none of it. None of it's true. It's all bullshit. It's one big, hot, steaming pile of government bullshit. And so many of you buy into it thinking that it actually does make a difference. It really does. Kate and I were joking the other morning about how I thought that maybe she and I should just run for president as sort of a joint ticket type thing. No president, vice president thing. We'll both run it. Because, you know, two heads are better than one, in my opinion. And why not? It should be somebody like the rest of us. Somebody somebody that's going to be somewhat immune to the bullshit. But here's the thing. The second you introduce some honest thing into any political venture, it's going to collapse. No one's going to buy into it because, well, you're honest. You spoke your mind. We can't have that. We can't go by this rule because this guy's telling the truth. That's terrifying. That's the thing. It is far more terrifying. And if you want to run your news media based in fear, then tell the truth. Then you'll scare the shit out of a lot of people. Because if you told the truth as to what's going on out there, and I'm not talking about your side or his perception of it, tell the truth. If you tell the truth about it, then yeah, you'll scare the crap out of people and you'll make them want to do things. That's what it's about. Not to just sit there blindly in your lazy boy chair with a bag of potato chips watching this crap on TV going, well, you know, they shouldn't do this. They shouldn't say things like that. We should be against this. Fine, be against it. But what are you doing about it? Just voicing your opinion? I'm against it. Great. You know what? I'm against a lot of shit that I see out there. And, you know, and it's like, you know, hey, Rick, you probably sound like somebody who doesn't vote. You know what? I do vote. You know, right or wrong. I know there's probably some of you out there saying, well, that's a colossal waste of time to vote because it doesn't make any difference. You know, you're probably right. But at least if I go and I participate in the process of it, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's going to count or not, who cares? I'm taking part in something that was given to me, and I have that legal right to do so. And that's what's astounding to me, is that so many people don't. And then, you know, because there are things that your vote does matter, you know, maybe when it comes down to people, it doesn't give it, you know, it's all fixed. It's all done. There's some secret cabal inside some, you know, smoky, deep down underneath the ground bunker in Washington, D.C. that are figuring it all out, which is probably run by Dick Cheney, by the way. But all this is all happening around you and you can't control it. That's sort of that vibe that you can get. Whereas, you know, during the election process, all these things are happening. But here's the thing. I think what really matters is, like, when, especially in like your local elections, when they have like a change in a law that's going to be made and they want your opinion on it, or they want you to either pass it or not. I think that your vote does count in that kind of thing. Does it matter when it comes to electing a president? Probably not. I mean, look, there's all this gerrymandering crap, the whole thing with, you know, who's in what neighborhood and, you know, all that. You know, what district are you in? Are you voting Democrat? You voting Republican? What are you doing? I'm not voting for any one of y'all like that. You know, but I love the write-in stuff because I like to think that there's somebody at the election commission who has to sit there and look at me writing Fred Flintstone on some of this stuff. Or, hey, the way things are going, maybe I should just vote Tom Hanks on all the write-in stuff. He'd be a good president. He seems like he's got his shit together. As long as he did every State of the Union address as Forrest Gump, I would be a happy, happy man.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
We have been honored, absolutely just blessed, to have our friend Brad Dunn come in and sit with us this evening.
It's a normal thing here in Memphis, and, you know, for so many people to have some sort of connection.
Right.
You know, in Memphis, almost everybody has some sort of Elvis story or some sort of...
Oh, I know, yeah. You get those certain...
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, the Bill Phillips Stern family, yeah, as you talked about.
Yeah.
You know, Memphis actually... 1970, yeah. Memphis was a $100 million a year.
Right.
Industry.
Right.
Wow. In the record business.
Wow.
That would convert into the billions now. What Memphis has lost, unfortunately, and even Rudy Scheidt, who's been around forever, and he's contributed to the University of Memphis.
Right.
But he said it so many times, what Memphis still lacks is we lack the infrastructure of having a Warner Brothers office here, a Paramount office here.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
So yeah, quit making stupid people famous. Go out and be famous yourself. Do something smart. Do something right. Do something that's hard work and that makes sense to you. You know, and that's the beauty of it. You don't have to sell it to anybody else, just yourself. If it makes sense to you and it's right and it's not hurting anybody, then go do it. That's the thing. You know, you find that if you sit down for a moment and you take stock of all the things that annoy you and piss you off, you might find a way to solve some of those problems. And wouldn't that be kind of special? Wouldn't that be something if one of you out there that's been listening to this goes, you know, Rick's got a point there. I can't do anything sitting in my lazy boy with my ice cream and my potato chips. I need to get out and do something. Yeah, they're out there. Go out there. Do it. Get something done. Because if you don't, then all you have to blame is you, and there is that. So, you know, it's like having a podcast, really. If there's something that you know, here's the thing: you don't have to like what I have to say, or you might like it. Either way, it doesn't really matter. But it's being said, it's being done. This is the way I do things. I have a radio show. I own a radio station, for God's sake. I have I have this. I own part of it. I have this. This podcast is a great show. It allows me to, you know, say a few things, you know, whether you agree or not, it doesn't matter. The whole point of the matter is it's a different thought. And hopefully, and I said this to you last time, you guys are smart people. I know you're smart because you figured out how to download a podcast. That can be kind of difficult at times. But, you know, that's just it. You don't like what I have to say, then say something yourselves. It's just that, that's the beauty of it. It's engaging in an open dialogue. And it doesn't have to be, well, man, Rick, you're full of shit, man. You're an asshole. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to reduce everything to that. That's not called for. You don't have to, you know, look, I don't agree with a lot of things that I see out there, but I don't necessarily call a guy an asshole because he thinks like that. although I know there have been times I do, I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else is. And if you think for a moment that you're not, bullshit, we're all guilty of it. So, you know, hey, start up your own show if you like. It's out there. The technology is easy. If you got any questions, let me know. I'll be happy to help you out. I'll consult you in starting your own podcast. Although I don't know that you would want me to do that. I'm picky about these kinds of things. And thus you should be too. And that's just it. My thanks to all of you who have been longtime subscribers. This has been a fun episode so far. It was one of those deals, you know, I sit down here and I try and think, well, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? And which, by the way, I'm now back in Studio A, and I think permanently for the show. Instead of having to be back down to the station, I'm getting out of their way a little bit because there's a lot of other work that's going on. It's nice to be back here where it all started in Studio A. I finally got the last bits of the production put together, and I think this episode's a good trial run at it. And here's the thing: I've got an idea too. I'm going to probably start videotaping this thing, which would be kind of cool, especially when we've got interviews. So that'll be happening. So I'm still trying to work all that out. But, you know, that's just it. You know, you do, you grow, you try things, you know, you keep doing it. And that's just it. You keep doing it. Don't ever quit. You know, find something you like to do. Don't quit. Because when you do, you become a quitter. And quit people making stupid people famous. Stop it. That includes me. All right. Don't make me famous. I'm not all that bright. So there you go. You heard what's coming up next time. That's it for me. You can find us all over the place. Radio-Memphis.com is one place. RickCheddar.blogspot.com is another place. There's Podbean. There's Blueberry. There's we're on the Roku, apparently. If you have Roku, you can look us up at Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, and you can enjoy us that way if you like. So tons of ways to do it. Find it. Be a part of it. iTunes, of course. Join the RSS and be a subscriber. Tell a friend, too, if you would. Share it. Tell your social media buddies where you found it. I appreciate you all doing so. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.